of course, why are they doing this? They're doing this because there's a two things. There's a population which is amenable and open to the ideological call by these extremists. And the second thing is, this is an area where governance is weak, where there are weak state structures, corruption, ineffective security services. And so they are taking advantage both of an audience, a public that they can mobilize, and basically knowing that the response is going to be not as strong as it should be. That's why the importance of building up governments and building up state structures is essential to fighting them.
Continued conflict between ISIS and Al-Qaeda affiliates could drive competition for prestige, recruits, and resources, leading to a process known as outbidding, where terrorist organizations ramp up operations to position themselves as the dominant entity in the country or the region. How should the African countries and U.S. Africa Command deal with this escalation?
Well, it's a dangerous situation. There is a deep rivalry between, you could say, the pro-ISIS and the pro-Al-Qaeda groups. In one area, one is dominant, and in another area, another is dominant. For example, there is ISIS in Somalia, but the dominant jihadist group in Somalia is the pro-Al-Qaeda, it is Al-Shabaab. Whereas, for example, in Nigeria, it's clearly the ISIS affiliate, which is dominant and actually largely monopolizes the space. So there is a rivalry between them, and there is perhaps something that intelligence agencies and Western governments can do to manipulate this rivalry one against the other. But it's a very dangerous situation, which can only be done with people who are really knowledgeable about the internal workings of these groups and the deep knowledge of these groups from Boko Haram and DSIM and Al-Shabaab and others is not as deep as it should be. So it's a very risky situation to try to kind of manipulate them internally through kind of intelligence work. The easier thing is to crush them militarily.
ISIS has taken advantage of porous borders, lack of security sector accountability in countries like Mali and Mozambique, working to further destabilize already fragile states in the continent. How important is to deal with the ideology, economic and political grievances in Africa to contain recruiting and spread of ISIS influence in the African continent?
Ideology is important. Poverty, marginalization are important. However, it's my view that while those are real concerns and concerns that need to be addressed, the biggest problem is the lack of security, the lack of efficient law and order, the lack of a state structure that is able to impose its will on others. Of course, we want to confront the ideology. Of course, we want better, more humanistic, more pluralistic societies. We want to address the grievances of marginalized communities and of the poor and of tribalism in Africa. But the single biggest thing that we can focus on is the security situation, realizing that it's not just about security. It's not just about fighting and militaries. It's about these other things as well.
So could the withdrawal of French troops as well as a drawdown of U.S. troops as part of renewed focus on great power competition with Russia and China provide more operational space for ISIS and other terrorist groups, while simultaneously depriving local African militaries of vital security cooperation assistance?
Yes, I think that a lessening of a presence by French and U.S. forces is connected to a lessening of attention by those forces. And I think that's a very risky situation. But we do training programs. We have different forms of outreach. In West Africa, we have FLITLOC, which is a counterterrorism training experience that lasts 2 weeks with European and American forces working with local African forces. We're doing some things, but in my view, this is not the time to be cutting corners and to be cutting back. This is actually the time to look at strengthening our relationship with security and friendly militaries in the region. It's not a super expensive investment, but I think it has a high payoff in having forces fighting the extremists that are more professional and more effective. And so I think that our presence on the ground has to be continued, primarily focused on training and supporting forces, but across the board, we need to be on the ground.